On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Emma Ryan with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a member of the Greencastle Coast Guard has today been awarded a Gold National Bravery Medal for saving the life of Geraldine Mullen. The GP practice in Drumcanaly is set to close. And a Shone second ambulance base is set to be opened in Buncrana. And police in the north believe dissident Republicans were behind an attack on two of their officers in Strabane last night. Those stories to follow in full, plus Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport. But first in news, and the GP practice in Drumcanaly is set to close. Patients have been told that from Monday there is to be no GP service in the area. Instead, people will have to travel to Glenties to attend appointments for their GP. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Councillor Noel Jordan said this is not good enough as Glenties is in another municipal district. He says it's totally unacceptable and the move has left many people in limbo.
I have to say that there's huge anger of this decision being made. Doctors' practice has been moved from Drumcanaly to the Glenties area. As you know, the Glenties is another municipal district. Drumcanaly covers a huge, that practice covers a huge, a vast area. There's a lot of anger about it because they feel that they weren't informed in advance of a letter that came to them on Wednesday to say that the service in Drumcanaly would be no longer available to them from Monday, the 24th of November. You know, I do appreciate the doctor in question is entitled to do so and has probably reasons for doing so, but you're leaving a huge amount of patients in limbo and you're asking them the service now is being asked to be moved to Glenties and they're asked to attend there if they need so. That's huge mileage going out into a different municipal district. I think it's not acceptable. I have asked the HSE, but I haven't got a response from them. There's a couple of questions that I've put to them in an email. When were they informed of this decision? And what's their intentions of moving forward or a plan put in place that fill that vacancy in Drumcanaly?
What you would like to see is then that a doctor recruited and put back into the area then?
The decision seems to be made by the doctor. And again, a very sudden decision because people weren't aware until they got that letter on Wednesday morning. And it's leaving people in limbo. What do? They can't travel that distance. A lot of people that that attends out of practice may not have transport.
And they show a second ambulance base is set to be opened in Buncrana. The service in Buncrana will initially be a 12-hour service 7 days a week and based at the old health service as health centre on the MacArthur Road. The National Ambulance Service have advised that they are finalising plans to carry out the necessary adaptation works at the old health centre and they will then increase the service to a 24-hour service 7 days a week in the near future. Padraig McLaughlin, TD, welcomed the news and said unfortunately there has been many incidents of long waiting times for an ambulance for the people of Inishowen in emergencies over the years.
It's been a long campaign by the people here. We've always felt that it was second-class citizenship, the length of time, on too many occasions where people had to wait in an emergency. So we've long campaigned for a second ambulance base to be in Buncrana, along with the Carndonagh base. So this is really good news. They're going to be moving to the new, the old health centre in Buncrana, and then eventually moving the service from a 12-hour, 7 days, to 24-hour, 7 days a week.
And this will strengthen people's confidence in the service as well, that there is a second base now in the area.
Absolutely. But we will monitor it closely. We've had too many bad experiences over the years. And what we want is just equal citizenship with people across Ireland, that when any one of us would be in an emergency, that we will get an ambulance within a reasonable length of time, a safe length of time, to get us to the care that we need.
It's good to see old buildings that are no longer being utilised as well, being regenerated.
Indeed, I mean, we're all delighted in Buncrana with the new health centre. It's a tremendous base. with all the health professionals in the one building. But it's also given us the opportunity with the old health centre now to have the ambulance base there. So there'll be adaptation works to be done. That'll go out now to tender. And then we will have a 12-hour ambulance service 7 days a week, and I'm told that that will then, in the very near future, move to 24 hours. So that'll be two 24-hour ambulance services at two bases in the Inishowen Peninsula.
A member of the Greencastle Coast Guard has today been awarded a Gold National Bravery Award for saving the life of Geraldine Mullen. Kevin Barr rescued Geraldine from Lough Foyle close to Quigley's Point on Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Geraldine's husband John and children Thomas and Amelia tragically lost their lives in the incident. Andrew Life reports.
Kevin Barr was awarded a gold medal by the Ceann Comhairle Seán O'Farrell TD at a ceremony in Farmley House in the Phoenix Park. At around 10 p.m, a car skidded off the road and fell into the water at Quigley's Point. Kevin, a member of Greencastle Coast Guard Unit, lived locally and was quickly on the scene. He observed a woman on the bottom of the car as the car had turned over and landed on the roof. The waves were washing over her and she was in danger of being washed off the vehicle. Without any hesitation, Mr. Barr made his way with the assistance of the fire service down to the vehicle and held on to her until the other emergency services arrived and helped get her to safety. Tragically, her husband and two children had also been in the car and their bodies were later recovered. Geraldine, who survived the incident, later thanked all of those who had assisted on the night but paid particular tribute to Kevin Barr for his intervention. Geraldine joined Kevin and his family today to share in the poignant moments of the formal recognition of his brave actions.
Police in the north believe the dissident Republicans were behind an attack on two of their officers in Strabane last night. A PSNI patrol car was targeted by an improvised explosive device at around 11 p.m. The incident in the County Tyrone border town is being treated as attempted murder. 18-year-old Kira Boyce lives in the area where a number of homes have been evacuated.
My estate had been cornered off for a high security alert, which was shocking. The police had blocked off the street. Later on this afternoon, it was confirmed to be a bomb that was used to attack the two policemen. And it's now being said that it's attempted murder, which is very shocking. That's all you would expect to happen in such a wee town, really, in this day and age.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin MLA Militia McHugh has condemned the attack, saying it achieved nothing but caused distress and inconvenience to hundreds of local people.
Clearly it was an attack on the PSNI patrol and the car that the two officers were traveling in was badly shook at the time, as were the officers themselves. It is in fact something that is totally and absolutely unacceptable to the wider community in this whole Strabane area. And especially now at a time of going into the season of goodwill that one should even contemplate it. And I can't even imagine what it is that one would hope to have achieved there other than either injury or death to two other human beings.
And the reality too is all the inconvenience this morning was suffered by people in Mount Carmel Heights. They couldn't get out of their homes, they couldn't get to work, and we're talking almost 1,000 people in that area affected by what happened.
Yes, in fact, I went along to where some of my own party colleagues and that were assisting people in order to get out of the area, and it was only through a very, very mucky and almost impassable laneway that some of the residents were travelling. Not just people getting out of the area, but so too were people attempting to get into the area, such as carers and that, for those that are trapped in their own homes. And it's despicable, as I say, that at this time of the year that you have such an incident.
Vicky Phelan has been laid to rest following a private funeral in accordance with her wishes. The cervical check campaigner died on Monday after a long battle with cancer. In a notice posted online today, her family says her private funeral has taken place. Ukrainian refugees are still coming to Ireland despite being warned of an accommodation shortfall. The Ukrainian ambassador Larisa Gerasko says women and children need to find a safe place as winter approaches. She says conditions are extremely challenging in Ukraine without electricity. The ambassador says Ukrainians still need to seek shelter in Ireland.
We are in constant contact with the Department of Children, so we are working on this issue, and Irish government takes all necessary measures in order to welcome and to provide accommodation for more Ukrainians.
Meanwhile, it's been claimed refugees being housed in a number of areas of Donegal cannot access GP care because they do not have PPS numbers. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was by Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman during an exchange that there are high-level agreements at government level and between various agencies to coordinate the provision of services. However, Deputy Pringle urged Minister O'Gorman to examine what are the serious failures on the ground.
There is big problems, like for example in Balbofay, the asylum seekers that have been housed there have no GP services available to them because they have no PPS numbers. They were moved up to Donegal Town without having the PPS numbers applied, or up to Donegal without having PPS numbers applied for, which means that they actually are using hospital services and ambulance service because there's no doctors available, and that's a shocking situation for them to be in. And actually I think it's happening as well with Ukrainian refugees in Bunkran and Cardona as well too, where they're using ambulance services because they have no doctors available. And very quickly what you end up then is word going out in the community, oh, that these ones are getting access, better access and everything. It's because they have no access that they have to use this. And then we have situations as well where school children getting school transport, the school transport services aren't meeting the needs as well. And we've had a case in Killybegs recently where somebody had to support and pay for the school transport to actually get Ukrainian kids to attend school as well. You know, so there might be high level agreements and they might be working well at the high level, but it doesn't seem to be translating out into the ground, and I think that needs to be addressed.
A Donegal senator says he doesn't believe expelling the Russian ambassador would be the right thing to do after over 50 Irish politicians were banned from entering Russia this week. Senator Niall Blaney told Greg Hughes on today's 9 to noon show that a retaliatory expulsion of the Irish ambassador in Mexico would leave Irish citizens there without reputation. He also confirmed he is one of the politicians on the banned list.
I got a call last night, Greg, from the Department of Foreign Affairs to inform me that I was on. I had a right chuckle at it, to say the least.
What did you do to upset the Russians, Niall?
Not very much. I stood alongside the Ukrainian ambassador and I spoke up on it back earlier this year. That's what amounted to. But moreover, in relation to the ambassador, I suppose the easiest thing to do is react to this and get rid of him. But some of the reaction to my social media post last night, one in particular from somebody who's still living in Russia, thanking me that I was taking the stance that it's too easy to get rid of the Russian ambassador, and they then in turn get rid of our ambassador in Russia. And for the sake of those Irish citizens that are still in Russia, I think it's important to keep diplomatic doors open, albeit strained they are, Greg, but you have some hope when you have a door open and be able to talk to them.
It's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with sport right after these.
After organising a date with a handsome gentleman on her dating app, Sadie is out for a makeover to look something like her profile pic. And while she looked great, we wish she'd unplugged her hair straightener before leaving. Thankfully, Sadie also matched with a PhoneWatch Black Friday deal, offering an alarm that responds to break-ins and smoke in just 15 seconds for €39. So romance will be the only thing on fire in her life. Life is unpredictable. Don't be alarmed. Be phone watched. Offer ends November 30th. Visit phonewatch.ie. Monitoring fees apply.
With the ongoing war in Ukraine affecting the cost of energy, many of us are facing a challenging winter. Through Budget 23, government is introducing a range of supports to lessen the financial impact on families, households and businesses, and will continue to monitor the situation in the coming months to protect those in difficulty. It's important that everyone stays warm and well, but where safe and possible to do so, reducing energy use can also reduce bills. Changes like turning your thermostat down by 1 degree and considering how often you use energy-intensive appliances like tumble dryers can make a big difference. For information on available supports and energy-saving advice, visit gov.ie/reduce-your-use. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Pay the cheaper, easier way on eligible TFI Local Link Donegal's LEGO Leitrim routes with the TFI Go app. For more information, visit transportforireland.ie.
Buying or moving home can be a strange mixture of excitement and stress. So the last thing you need is worrying about conveyancing. time to call McElhenney & Associates. They'll move that property transaction along swiftly, make sure everything's in order, and prevent any nasty surprises. Residential, commercial, leasing, or voluntary transfer, call today on 074-917-5989 or find us online. We'll do the paperwork, you do the wallpaper. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Dunorler. How can we help?
Attention all car owners, mechanics and garages. Teamet Limited, Northern Ireland's leading new and used car parts for all makes and models. With depots at Derry Londonderry, Coleraine, Armagh and Belfast. Next day delivery available throughout Ireland. For details, log on to our website, t-met.co.uk.
At Super Value, we've got amazing offers to help you save, like Blackmagic Medium Box, Lore Capsules 20-pack, and Ferrero Rocher 200-gram, €5 each. Exclusive to Real Rewards members only. And don't forget, with Super Value's unbeatable own-brand range, along with money-off vouchers every week, Super Value makes saving money as easy as...
1, 2, 3, go!
T's and C's apply.
The Clonmany Community Centre present their annual Christmas Craft Fair this Saturday 23rd from 12 till 5pm with the official launch of the Craft Fabric Shop taking place on the day. All in attendance will be entered into a free raffle to win a €200 voucher for the fabric shop. Join us for a fabulous festive day and discover stalls full of wonderful gifts and crafts just in time for Christmas this Saturday at Clonmany Community Centre.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy's Sports Letterkenny with great stocking fillers like snoods and bobble hats. Shop local and find the perfect Christmas gift with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. It's over now to Kenny Harkin for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Emma. Good evening. Starting with what's happening over the weekend here in Highland. Our feature sport this weekend is on Sunday with the Letterkenny Gaels back in action and Cranford's hosting of the National Cross Country Championships. The Ulster journey continues for Letterkenny Gaels at Owen Beg with the Donegal champions playing Tyrone's Stewartstown in the semi-final of the Provincial Junior Football Championship. Darren Hunter says this will be the toughest test of the year for the Gaels so far.
They've had a great year from what I've seen about them so far. I think they've actually gone unbeaten. So we know we're going to have a challenge on our hands. But as I know, a lot of people chat about bonus territory, but you can go in and you can give it a rattle. It might be considered bonus territory, but we're going to be fully confident that, you know, we're going to give it our best. We're not going to maybe be pushed over or whatever. We're going to be ones that maybe hopefully, if we can, to stop their unbeaten run with everything at it. But no, they will be good. Anything we've heard about them, they seem to be a fairly good team. But listen, every team you're going to play at this stage of competition is obviously good. So not another game. We win that, we keep going.
Yes, and Oisin Kelly and Gary McDade will have coverage from that Letterkenny Gaels Stewartstown game on Sunday. It starts at 1:30 in Owen Beg. Also on Sunday, Cranford AC are hosting the National Cross Country Championships with the best of the country's runners, including Kieran McGeehan, looking for European qualification. From a local point of view, the Letterkenny ladies will be looking to defend their title, while Finn Valley's Sean McGinley and Cranford's Oisin Kelly and Keelan McFadden will be looking to battle at the front. Patsy McGonigal and Chris Ashmore will cover that event for us on Sunday. While before that, on Saturday, Brett McGinty will box on home soil for the first time in his professional career. McGinty will take to the ring at the National Stadium on the Elite Sports Promotion Show, looking to build on his 5-0 record in what is his first fight in Ireland since 2019. The St Johnson middleweight fights an Italian in Dublin on Saturday night. In ladies' Gaelic games, the LGFA All-Stars take place on Saturday evening in Dublin. Donegal captain Niamh McLaughlin is shortlisted for the Player of the Year with Kerry's Louise Nemorherty and Meath's Emma Duggan. In total, Donegal have 6 nominees for All-Stars, along with Niamh McLaughlin's sisters Geraldine and Nicole McLaughlin, Evelyn McGinley, Tanya Kennedy and Niamh Hegarty are also in the running for awards. In other news, former Donegal All-Ireland winner Colin McFadden set for a new role with Sligo GAA. The news was confirmed yesterday in a tweet from the Sligo GAA. It said that the St Michael's man will work next year with its senior footballers as a forwards coach. McFadden is also part of the Donegal Under-20 setup, along with manager Leo McLoone, Eamon McGee and Oney McGarvey. McFadden will combine both roles. On the pitch tonight, there's a couple of games down for decision in Under-21B Group A. Niavora Lower Rosses play Naif Columba, and an Under-21C Championship North, Burt, they play Robert Emmett's. Both those games start at 8 o'clock. In soccer, beer has been banned from being sold at World Cup stadiums in Qatar. That's just 2 days before the event starts. The Gulf state doesn't allow drinking alcohol in public, but that was due to be relaxed for the tournament. It will remain at fans' parks, but not within the perimeter of stadiums. It's an awkward situation for FIFA and sponsors Budweiser. And it's believed Manchester United are suing Cristiano Ronaldo for breach of contract. The 37-year-old made a string of claims against the club during a two-part television interview this week. In a brief statement earlier today, United said they were taking appropriate steps following the interview. The Guardian report that Ronaldo has been instructed not to return to United's Carrington base after the World Cup. Up in Scotland, Charlie McGrew has been appointed as a first-team coach at Dundee United, but he'll continue to play. On the pitch here locally in the Irish League Premiership, Ballymena United, they play Lundfield, and Leaders Larne, they host Dungannon Swifts, their two fixtures tonight. In golf, Seamus Powers just two shots off the lead on day two of the RSM Classic. The Waterford golfer carded four birdies in his first nine holes, and with seven left to play, he's on eight under par. Overnight leader Cole Hammer has moved to nine under par. And Rory McIlroy hopes the final three holes of his second round can be a catalyst to a good weekend at the DP World Tour Championship. The world number one finished with two birdies and an eagle in his last three holes to go into the weekend on five under par. He's seven shots off joint leaders Matt Fitzpatrick and Tyrrell Hatton. Shane Lowry finished the day on one under par. In motorsport, Craig Breen is back with Hyundai after walking away from motorsport. On Thursday, Breen exited from his two-year deal with Malcolm Wilson's team following a run of form which seen him crash in five of his last seven outings in the Puma. The Waterford man will share Hyundai's third car with Danny Sordo next season, similar to what he did for three campaigns from 2019. Espika Lappi and Thierry Neuville will be the two full-time drives in the I-20. Elsewhere, Formula One has announced a female-only racing category for next season aimed at younger drivers. It won't replace the W Series, which had to be abandoned in its most recent season due to financial troubles. The future of that competition is in doubt. The F1 Academy will consist of five teams entering three cars with 21 races. And Formula One champion Max Verstappen has set the pace in the second practice ahead of the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton was top in the opening session. He came fourth, with his Mercedes teammate George Russell second. And finally for this evening in snooker, seven-time champion Ronnie O'Sullivan was whitewashed 6-0 by Ding Junhui in their UK Championship quarter final this afternoon. Ding will play the winner of the match on the table in York at the moment. Tom Ford is 5-4 up on Joe Perry. Later on this evening, Antrim's Mark Allen faces Sam Craigie. That's your sports. Back to Emma.
Thanks, Kenny. August Anish and Newark, like Colin Ferreter.
Shaver Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shot Linapriv Skelty. Branu Korti Gradam Gnona Heron Er Artu Sakui Gnolucht. Egmoro Kaj and Shartan Shot Amalia Haklia. As we saw in Kid Vlian Dun Skame Nation to Ahantas Gradam Gnona Heron. Adarber Glor Nigel and then Yantars Kaluru Heater Nan Gnolucti Don Gilligan. Branu Bun Or Arigage August Cray Uva the Gnolucti Etre Ramsha. Korhiyokt, Maragiyokt, August Brandal, August Servishing Gaelic. Is scheme the Hudge Glory in the Gael e Gradam, Latakiot on Run Torosurukta, August of Forest Nigeliga, Svitoskurukt, Gnolukti, Kamsiha, a Lahar as an ear Hushkert, again Okaj and Charton Shaw, in a mask, Lenra Letcher Kennan, Chajak Gidor, August Shoppa and Karn e Gonde Gara. Branu Gradam, Fintry Og Nabliana Fihe Augustafius da Evin Nihe Aski Dor Komai and Kid Vuchor Fintry Og Nabliana the Hodge Gradam Ranog Specialta Honor August Honor of Ronters Dinya Og Alerian Bua Don Intriact August Gigris Don Gilliga Tagrofein Eg Evin Kaki Evin Tanya Mata a one ishi Nur Narroshi Akira Bliana Jeg de Ish. August Taclar Ur the Fantria Mraz Geltakt a Currer Foilig Udras Nigeltakta Ego Farchiak Leshan Clar Empower Clar Takiakta Siren Ashke the Kudjmwil Nuoliokta Allskull Technoliokta and Atlanti Augusta and Clar Nua Jiriha Kodjuahorch the Mra Ata Imon Fantriokta. Agus Jenhart, Ihas Socialta, Agus Kellyru, Scores, Fiha Fias Ada, Eg Common Luch Laskil, and Clahan Leah, just Saharan Shahogin, and Sheol Las Fi, Eg Onad Nee of Columba, and Alchon Haran, Agus Tashina Toshert, Eg Lahanye Shart Ternona, Shin Mahod Shiligulier, Slanagus Banacht.
And a look at this evening's weather. A few scattered showers for a time, but becoming mainly dry later. It'll be mainly dry, clear and cold throughout the night. There'll be just a few isolated patches of mist and fog. Some frost will develop inland as temperatures fall to between minus 2 and 2 degrees. Some sunshine to begin tomorrow morning, but becoming wet and blustery in the afternoon. And this evening's headlines. The GP practice in Dunkaneely is set to close. Patients have been told that from Monday there is to be no GP service in the area. Instead, people will have to travel to Glenties to attend GP appointments. In a show and second, ambulance base is set to be opened in Buncrana. The service in Buncrana will initially be a 12-hour service 7 days a week and be based at the old health centre on the MacArthur Road. The National Ambulance Service have advised that they are finalising plans to carry out the necessary adaptation works and they will then increase the service to 24 hours. A member of the Greencastle Coast Guard has today been awarded a Gold National Bravery Medal for saving the life of Geraldine Mullen. Kevin Barr rescued Geraldine from Lough Foyle close to Quigley's Point on Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Geraldine's husband John and children Thomas and Amelia Mullen tragically lost their lives in the incident. And police in the north believe dissident Republicans were behind an attack on two of their officers in Strabane last night. A PSNI patrol car was targeted by an improvised explosive device at around 11 p.m. The incident in the County Tyrone border town is being treated as attempted murder. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with the headlines again at 6 o'clock. And the main evening news at 5 o'clock will be available as a podcast on our website at highlandradio.com. Good evening. Obituary notices for Friday evening, November 18th. The death has occurred of Liam Crown, Midcut, Drumkeen. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, tomorrow, with visiting time from 6 p.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar. Interment afterwards in Stranorlar Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John Moore Sr., the Glebe, Clooney, Portnoy. His remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening until 8 p.m, followed by private removal to his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 p.m, travelling via Castle Golan Beach to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 2 p.m. Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family and friends, please. The death has taken place of Willie Dixon, Ballynahon, Fawn. Willie's remains are reposing in Liam and Teresa Dixon's home, Ballynahon, Fawn. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for 2 o'clock service in St Mura's Parish Church, Fawn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Desmond McGogan, Tierna League, Carandonna. Remains reposing at the home of his cousin Patrick Collins, Letcher, Kildaff. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for funeral mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Carandonna, at 11 a.m, travelling via Tierna League, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Desmond's funeral mass can be viewed live on carandonnaparish.com. The death has taken place of Mary Frances Brennan, Bayowen, New Jersey, and Mina Cross, Dunlow. Funeral Mass will take place in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Bayowen, New Jersey, at 12 p.m. EST today. The death has occurred of John the Moss Carr, Doe Moore, Fanid, Donegal. John's remains are reposing at his nephew Pat's home at Doe Moore. Removal from there at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, arriving at St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for 3 p.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. The death has taken place of Philomena McClune, Birdstown, Ballandrate, Lifford. Philomena's remains are reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. Family, close friends and neighbours welcome with house private on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:40 a.m. going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on clonleeparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Private cremation to take place later. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.